He should be very careful. Husband of Swalwell accuser threatens lawsuit if he disparages his wife. By Amy Furr on April 13, 2026. The husband of the woman who accused Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, of sexual misconduct has given the congressman a warning. Adam Parkamenko is married to Ally Samarco, one of the four women who recently accused Swalwell, the New York Post reported Sunday. In a social media post, Parkamenko said, "I wish the best for his family, and I hope he gets the help he needs. But if Eric Swalwell or his attorney makes a single statement that disparages my wife, I will be filing a lawsuit against him. I've already made clear that if he believes anything I've said is untrue, he should sue me immediately. As he considers his next steps in the coming days, he should be very careful about what he chooses to say. He should also resign immediately." When the allegations came to light, House Democrat leadership called for Swalwell to end his campaign to be governor of California, Breitbart News reported on Friday. In a video posted Friday evening, Swalwell denied the sexual assault allegations, calling them flat false and declaring he would fight them with everything that I have. Swalwell has since suspended his campaign for governor of California, Breitbart News reported Sunday. "I am suspending my campaign for governor. To my family, staff, friends, and supporters, I am deeply sorry for mistakes and judgment I've made in my past. I will fight the serious, false allegations that have been made. But that's my fight, not a campaign's," he wrote in a social media post. Samarco alleged that Swalwell contacted her on Snapchat in 2021, sending inappropriate messages with unsolicited nudes, the Post article read. He was also accused of jogging in her neighborhood and asking her to come out of her apartment to talk with him. When speaking of the alleged nude photos, Samarco said, "It made me feel gross and uncomfortable. I didn't ask for that." In a social media post about the issue, Samarco wrote, "This has not been easy for me or the other women. I have so much respect for them for telling their stories. I shared mine publicly because I have a platform and resources that others may not, and I wanted to help validate their experiences. None of this is our fault. This is about an abuse of power. No one paid us to come forward. For those questioning the timing, I don't live in California, and I have no stake in who becomes governor. I'm a Democrat who wants this party to succeed. Thank you to everyone who has supported us along the way," she concluded.